It's time for the Monday Waffle, a podcast dedicated to all things West Australian Football League. Your hosts Michael Stamp and Jack Davidson are joined by Tara Carlin, Bonnie Rayner, Chaddy De Hare with expert boundary riding information, analysis of last week's game, forecast of next week's game. Did you get your tips in? Did you get your tips out? What are you planning to do next weekend? If it involves West Australian footy, just make sure you start your week with the Monday Waffle.
Welcome to another fantastic round of the Monday Waffle. I'm Jack Davidson. Today I am joined by Bonnie Rayner and Michael Stampy Stamp. Welcome, guys.
Thanks, Jack. It's good to be back after a couple of weeks off.
I missed you. Bonnie, not so much, but Stampy.
No, it's good to be back. Thank you, Jack.
Now, I got four. I'm not boasting. I got four this round.
Excuse me, I got four as well. You!
Easy round.
Yeah, well, I got three. I thought the Falcons would get up, but they obviously didn't.
In your defence, close game. Only close game. Points, so it could have gone either way.
Exactly. And East Frio are now starting to pull away in fourth position, Jack.
Yeah, well, they got one or two spots clear.
Two games clear. They're on 28 points, and West Perth is on 20. So West Perth needed a few wins in a row to get back up to East Frio.
Jeez, tell you what, though. That top four is bloody competitive.
It is.
East Perth and Swan Districts, 36 points each. Subi right on their tail at 28, and as you said, East Frio on 28, with West Perth 8 points behind. That's, and then from then on, it's just...
I think we can rule them out, the rest of the competition. Yeah. Perth, Bulldogs, Tigers, and Peel.
Sorry, guys, but...
Yeah, it's definitely a five-team comp this year, I think.
Yeah. And anyway, coming up later on the show, we talk to Jarrett Schofield, coach of Subiaco. Great guy. Lots of interesting stuff, so hang around for that. Now... let's go on to the games. West Perth v East Frio.
Yeah, East Fremantle won by 9 points. That game was at Arena Joondalup, and they, you know, it was a tough game, and the Sharkies just got up with a few midfielders, Bonnie, that were just killing it.
O'Brien. Is that who you're referring to?
I certainly am.
I really want to get that on as a theme song. Yeah, Rory O'Brien had 31 disposals and Brock with 34. So fantastic games for both of them. I think that warrants the O'Brien watch that we've got going on.
It certainly does. Brad Dalziel also had 36 touches in his return to Waffle after missing 1 week off with injury.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And going on to Peel Thunder versus Swan Districts. Look, the score is quite interesting. I mean, Swans are 2 on the ladder. I mean, they're double Peel's points, but you would think Swans would be triple.
Yeah,
well... you'd think they would have won by a lot more.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Peel did remain competitive.
Yeah.
They're not just being able to follow through.
Well, they are a competitive team, and I think it's easy to forget that because the score doesn't necessarily always reflect the game.
I must admit as well, the ladder doesn't do them justice. Mm. They're not getting the 4 points every week, but they are looking a bit more competitive.
Well, it looks like they had it in the first and second, and then they just sort of lost it after half time.
Exactly. The Black Ducks kicked 2 goals 10 for the first half, Jack, and it was just a dominating play from Peel.
Yeah.
But the Black Ducks decided to kick away in the second half, which... it was a matter of time before we saw them really kick through with it. Mm. A player to watch is Aiden Anderson. He's in the WA State Under-18s. He kicked 3 goals.
Yep.
Watch for him in the draft. He's a pick that will be up there this year.
So he could be changing from the black and white to the Royals.
Yes, he certainly could. Or he could go east to the AFL.
That's
yes, exactly.
East doesn't exist in this show.
No, Matt Tabanar, the Monday Waffles own, kicked...
yeah.
2 of the 5 goals for Peel in the day, so he tried his hardest, but obviously not enough. Sam Menegola had 31 touches, Brendan Jones 29, and Brady Gray had 26.
Very inaccurate game, as Jack, you know, both teams kicked more points than goals, which is not what you advise us to do when you start.
No, it's the opposite, and as a stats lady, you know that better than anyone.
Sure do. Peel kicked at 31%, and Swans kicked at 40%, getting 16 behind.
I would have loved to have seen Peel's stats in the first half. And then just compare it to the second.
There's a bit of a loss for Swan Districts. Full forward Tim Jeppin, he kicked 2 goals for the game, 25 goals this season. He came off with a hamstring injury.
Ooh.
So there's a big loss for Swans, and you know they'll have to fill that gap with maybe Tony not playing very well up forward.
Moving on to Subi versus the Demons. This one was in Kalgoorlie.
Yes, going down to the country, getting the country folks involved. Yeah, in Cal. I hear they're actually trying to get a few more games down the country, so
yeah, good on them.
Look for Busselton games in Busselton early next year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So Subiaco beat Perth 103-71, 32 points the margin.
I have a big soft spot for them. Any notable standouts from the game, Stampy?
We'll speak to Jared Schofield in a little bit, but George Hampson kicked 4 goals. Kyle Horsley had 29 touches, Sean Hildebrandt 27, and Chris DeLuca 25. And for Perth, Paul Bevan kicked 3 goals.
And moving on to East Perth and Bulldogs.
Yeah, big win to the Royals, 61 points the final margin, 143-82.
Backing up their 75-point win over the Bulldogs in round 3.
We were there, weren't we, Stampy?
We were, Bonnie. Royals weren't challenged all day. They led comfortably by 10 points at quarter time, 30 at half time, 40 at three quarter time, and then rounding off the win by 61.
Taking it to them.
They've won 6 straight now, Jack.
Far out.
So they lost in round 4 and round 5 consecutive to West Perth and Subiaco, respectively. And they had a bye in round 9, but apart from that, they've won 6 in a row.
And they're only getting stronger. Gary Moss returned from an ACL injury on the weekend, former Hawthorn player. He played very well with 3 goals and 17 touches. So good performance from a year off playing footy.
Yeah.
Also, Craig Wolfe returned from a broken finger injury. The co-captain played very well indeed, 27 touches and 2 goals. So they're only getting stronger at the top of the ladder. And Brendan Lee continuing his good form since coming back. Katie's tip for the Sandover, and he's only played 5 games, but he had 37 on the weekend, is averaging 29 a game. So
it's looking more likely now than it was a few weeks
ago. It certainly is.
We're joined on the line right now by Jared Schofield, the coach of the very strong, very dominant Subi Lions.
Jared, you defeated the East Fremantle Sharks by 56 points in round 2. You must be expecting a tough game this round.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think it was stated in the paper today that Steve's been very happy with their transformation and their form from when they lost the Swans about 4 or 5 weeks ago. And, yeah, look, you know, we're under no illusion that, you know, they're going to want to make sure that they make amends for the last time we played in round 2. Yeah, we got off to a good start against and we played some good footy. Things have definitely changed since then. Our personnel of our players has changed. Their form's improved. So, yeah, we're expecting a tough contest. But I think hopefully our boys can get themselves up, because I think it's our captain and vice-captain's milestone games in Kyle Horsley playing his 100th for the club, and I think it's Darren Rumble's 200th for the club. So it's going to be a big game for the footy club, definitely.
Now, you had a great win on the weekend in Kalgoorlie. George Hampson kicked 4 goals. You must be stoked with his form this season.
Yeah, no, George has definitely come a long way. Last year, he played, you know, sort of midfield half-back for us, but we made an adjustment with his style of play, and we've put him to half-forward this year. And, yeah, I think he's up there in the goal-kicking for the competition. I think he's kicked 23 or 24 goals as a half-forward flanker. So his form's been very good, but we always expect more from George and getting some consistency, because at the moment he's really only playing a half a footy for us. And if we can get 4 quarters out of him, who knows what he can produce.
Why is he playing only half footy for you?
Just his inconsistency. It's probably taken him a while to get into the game. And look, he's obviously getting marked closely by opposition sides. And it's a learning experience for George. But, you know, we want 4-quarter efforts from players. And George at the moment is probably only given bits and pieces. But when he does bring his game, or his A-grade game, he's a hard player to stop, definitely.
Just ahead of your game next week, how are you looking at your accuracy? Because you were kicking at 42% on the weekend. Are you looking to improve on that?
Oh, look, we always, from week to week, we want to make sure we kick more goals and points. But, you know, for the game on the weekend, yeah, look, our kicking boot wasn't on. I think that's probably maybe been one of 2 games this year where we kicked poorly. But look, the nature of the game on the weekend against Perth, where there was a lot of numbers behind the footy from Perth design, the ground was a lot more narrow, so yeah, you're not kicking from certain areas. So look, yeah, we're disappointed we didn't kick more goals and points, and I dare say the boys will make amends for that this week.
Yeah, there's been a lot of shake-ups around the last couple of rounds as well. Swans are going unbelievable this season, and East Perth is sort of hitting their form. Are you anticipating them two being the main teams that you're going to have to try and contest with to get into the finals?
Look, I think, to be honest, I know it's probably cliche, but like, I think, you know, week by week, you've just got to make sure you've got your game on, because I said from day one when we spoke about the competition that I always said that it was going to be an even competition. As much as Peel, that are sitting bottom of the ladder, have only won 1 game, they're showing signs of being a real competitive side and a hard team to play against. And I think any team, you got to make sure you respect. And like you said, I suppose where you are on the ladder at the moment, Swan Districts and East Perth are above us. We have to beat sides that are vying for that top four spot. You know, we beat Perth on the weekend. We're coming up against East Fremantle that are only one game behind us, I think they are now, that are vying for a top four spot. And then we come up against West Perth. So, look, you know, all sides you've got to respect, and any side is good enough to make the top four as far as I'm concerned.
And on the weekend, you were missing a few of your big men, Frank Stockley and Lachlan Delahunty. Are they going to be back this weekend?
Frank was a late exclusion at the last minute. He couldn't get up in the warm-up in the game, so we lost him at the last minute. And Delahunty has a good chance to get up as well. So, we expect to hopefully get those two guys back, but we won't know until later on in the week. But, we've got other guys like Wade Toomey, Brett Marnie, Andrew McDougall possibly to come back in as well. So there's still a fair amount of improvement within our group.
Absolutely. Jared, thanks for your time today and good luck on the weekend.
No worries, guys. Appreciate it.
It's that time of the day again, and it is time for tips. Round 13, got some great matches. Claremont versus East Perth. Last time they met, East Perth beat Claremont by 80 points, and that was all the way back in round 8.
I think this is a bit of a no-brainer.
It is, but Claremont are playing a lot better in the last few weeks. They've hired a new fitness coach, so they've brought back the one that they had in the premiership years,
yep,
a few years ago, and you can see that they're working harder. So it might not, it won't be that margin again, but East Perth will still win.
So they'll take it to them. Yep. And because remember, Claremont only a few weeks ago beat Subi, who is third on the ladder now.
Yep, exactly. And they're playing really well at the Showgrounds. So, and they really tested West Perth. Mm. This game's at the Showgrounds again. It'll be pretty close, I think, but East Perth will win.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Stamps, how about you, Jack?
Yeah, I'm going to take East Perth as well. I think they're just hitting a great... Like, Claremont is hitting a great form, but I think East Perth are just two steps in front.
Definitely.
Going to take it to them.
Next game is Peel versus Perth. Last time they met, Perth won by 29 points in round 7 at Bendigo Bank Stadium. So... Perth is at home this game. I think Perth will win.
Mm.
But, you know, it's...
It's tough. Peel are playing well, but they just don't have that second half or...
They can't carry it through.
Perth.
But we're not confident, are we?
We're not confident.
No, we're not confident at all. South Fremantle versus Swans. Last time they met, Swans defeated them by 13 points in round 4.
Tight game.
This game's at... South Fremantle Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going with the Swans for this one?
I am.
I think Swans. I don't reckon it'll be as close this time as...
Got any hot inside tips for that thinking, Bonnie?
Yeah, I reckon it'll be about a 68-point margin. I can predict the future.
It very well could be. The Bulldogs are struggling big time.
And what I think it might be one of the hardest rounds of... one of the hardest games of this round is Subi versus my Sharkies.
Match of the round, Jack.
Yes.
With no doubt whatsoever. Lions won by 56 points in round 2. I think we can all agree that it won't be that margin again.
No. East Freo definitely want to keep that top four position. They're right behind Subi.
Yeah, one game apart.
Separated by one game. So this could cause a change in the ladder.
Yeah. This will shake a lot of things up. My gut's telling me Subi. My heart's telling me Sharks. I've got to go with my guts because I'm on top of the table and I want to stay there.
And it's at Medibank Stadium, so I'm going with the Lions just because it's at home.
I'm going to go with Subi.
Fantastic.
I think I've got the good. Sorry, Jack.
Why?
Because it's your team.
Oh, I was like... Pick Subi.
Talk about matter of Jack.
Yeah.
Probably not, but probably not a change in the ladder.
No, but
that's Katie's tip so far.
So there won't be much change in the tipping this round because we've all gone for the same teams. Yeah. Bonnie, what does the leaderboard look like?
Jack's actually gone out to a 2-point lead, which I'm not happy about. But he is pulling a cocky laugh.
Over the moon.
Stamp is 2 points behind on 29. I'm equal with you, Stamps. And Katie is, you know... Different ball game.
Katie's How's the rest of the competition going?
Katie's Peel Thunder.
Yeah.
And she's on 20.
And that's all for round 12 this week. We'll catch you for round 13 next Monday, bright and early, because we love it as much as you do. And in the wise words of the man himself, Jared Schofield, don't kick points, keep kicking goals.